Guest on our program today, Jen McAvoy. She is the outreach specialist with Community and Family Resources. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How are you doing? What a nice day we had you come back.
Yes, it's beautiful out.
We are winding down the school year, but we've had a lot of different things that have been happening. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I know you do, for Community and Family Resources, you do have mental health services, but a lot of it is a lot of prevention and providing other assistance, which impacts mental health.
It does. We're actually about a year out for our mental health openings, so our counselors have been referring clients that need mental health services right away to other agencies just to get them in sooner for that help.
So for some reason, it's still a pretty serious challenge.
Yes, it is.
All ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, well, we just keep working at it, don't we?
We do.
We try to. What about our region, our area? Because I know, again, like you said, they're trying to go out to reach out to other services, other agencies. And I know, you know, we all try to get our agencies to communicate together to, let's say, we're trying to get all of these caught up. Are we able to keep up? Are we falling behind?
I think we're able to keep up. Just referring them to other agencies is key. A lot of people can't wait or don't want to wait a year, mm-hmm. which is to be expected. But our counselors are good at having other providers at the hand so they can talk to them and refer their clients to other resources as far as mental health.
Your counselors, they can only have so many people.
Exactly. Yeah. Their caseloads
are pretty. They only have so much time.
Yes.
So, again, those are, again, some of the challenges I think that I keep wondering about, especially now that we're in Mental Health Awareness Month. We also, of course, just wrapped up one of our drug drop-off things.
And we did.
I know that's, you didn't get to be there for it, but Boone Police, it's been a while since we've actually had the formal thing. Even though they have a site, they have been there during the office hours for the police department. Sheriff's Department has one 24/7. Plus, we have our pharmacies locally that work.
Yeah.
At it. So we have quite a variety of choices for people, but we still find some people just try to throw it away somehow or other. Some kids find it.
Mm-hmm.
Or that seems to be still one of those problems out there. Probably, I don't know, is it as serious as it was before? Before it was, they were taking pharmaceuticals from grandma and grandpa and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're still hearing about that. So we always encourage parents to lock up their prescription medication or put it where kids can't access it. But then also encouraging people, if they weren't able to make it to that drug drop-off day, to take it to a local pharmacy. They always have boxes or the sheriff department, and they'll get rid of those old prescriptions for them.
Get rid of them properly. Don't just leave them. Don't just toss them.
Correct.
Somebody,
yeah.
You never know who's going to be finding them.
Exactly.
So. Well, we do have a couple of different things. Again, your school year is winding down. CFR, by the way, is the one that does the classes for those that had been picked up for OWI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we have a number of those. Are we seeing a lot of college students coming in right at the end here, or how did it go?
Yeah, I would say we're still doing those through the summer. I believe we have another one coming up, and then there might be one in August as well. But we're definitely seeing more college kids.
We get that little surge, don't we?
Yeah, we especially see more college kids at the beginning when the semester starts up. So August, September-ish.
Okay.
And then just middle age. There's really a variety of ages that we're seeing.
Still got a lot of those classes going on. Well, I know you've been working on a number of different things, and obviously as outreach specialist, you go out and will do presentations, probably slowed down a little bit now that we're getting close to the end of the school year.
Yes, those have slowed down a little bit, but then we have summer events coming up, so that kind of picks up when the presentations slow down.
Okay. I know you were at the library's kickoff carnival for their summer reading program last year. You plan to be back this year?
I do, yeah. It's one of my favorite events. Just have lots of kids and parents and able to educate them on what substances look like and what to be on the lookout for, and just educating them on how to prepare for that.
So a lot of people will say, well, you're getting a lot of younger kids there. Well, yes, you are, but you're making them aware that they've got some things that they're, but it's the parents, really. You're trying to get through to the parents and maybe even some of the older young people.
Yeah, we're trying to really push that education on the parents just so that they're aware, because a lot of parents aren't familiar with the newer substances, mm-hmm. which is to be expected because there's always something new coming out.
Always something new.
Yeah.
This part of the SAFE, do you go as part of the SAFE Coalition or do you just go by as CFR or
so,
both?
Usually we'll collaborate, so I'll go for CFR, yeah. and then we'll have someone from SAFE as well. And then if nobody from SAFE can come, I'll bring resources that we talk about at SAFE, mm-hmm. so that people are aware.
Backpacks?
We are working on the backpacks and just educating parents on that. And so we've been talking about that at our SAFE meeting. So I'm hoping at this event we'll be able to have a backpack full of information and substances that we can show parents and maybe quiz them on what some of the substances look like and see what they know.
See what they've, how close they pay attention to what their kids are.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a big thing. That's why we're talking about backpacks there. We do have the a trailer, again, in plain sight, mm-hmm. is one of the big things that SAFE and others have teamed together for on this. But it's one of those things where you look at it and a lot of people don't know what all of the things are.
Yeah, there's a lot of newer things. I know YSS did an event at Drake last month and they said it went really well. And a lot of parents could maybe guess 15 out of the 30 or so items that were in there. So there was a lot of education that went with that.
You're looking to do some updating because things change over time. And you've had some sample things that you've had available before, but pretty much kind of outdated.
Yeah.
This was maybe not even that long ago, maybe 10, 12, 15 years ago, things that people were looking at, in particular cigarettes. And now all of a sudden we got vaping and all of that that's in there. Still got cigarettes in there, but...
Yeah, so we're looking to update, maybe add like vape pens or some of the newer substances that are happening, the THC gummies, the seltzers that have THC, just kind of updating that so that parents are aware of what is currently trending and
there's
what's on the market.
So much out there.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep up with constantly new substances coming out.
So, my guess is, and I know like the In Plain Sight, when they were stocking it, so to speak, putting items in there. A lot of them they got locally.
They did. They got them here in Boone at a couple of the smoke shop that used to be by Family Video.
Yeah. So it's still they're out there.
They are. Yes.
And it's it changes. Like you said, it changes. What was there 2 months ago could be a lot different today.
So, very true. You know,
always something new coming up there too. One thing I haven't asked you yet is about gambling and gambling addiction, which is another thing that we usually hit on because CFR is one of the agencies that provides assistance in that area. So taper off a little bit in the summertime. What kind of issues come up or do people fall away from it in the summertime?
I wouldn't say it goes away. I just would say that maybe it kind of slows down in certain seasons. I know when sports are in session, it kind of picks up. But there's always that video game aspect that young kids are participating in. They might not realize it's gambling, but we're finding a lot of younger kids are paying for games to get more lives or get extra costumes and things that contribute to that gambling addiction.
So we'd see the same thing at arcades.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you get tickets to get more lives and keep playing.
You do. Yes.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're seeing it starting younger and younger. And then if it starts younger, then it keeps going until they're an adult and it becomes a huge issue as they get older.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a number of people that meet with your counselors for gambling related addiction services?
Yeah, so our gambling counselor, Jessie, is in Ames, and she has a pretty steady caseload.
I was going to say stream of clients there, but...
Yes.
I know you had mentioned maybe a month or so ago that she was looking at putting together potentially a group? Are any group treatments, or right now is it just singular?
It's just singular right now. I think they're still talking about trying to get a group together, but just getting people that are interested and just...
They would have to be willing to want to be together in a group.
Yeah. Exactly.
So those are, those are the challenges we get. As you look forward here in the summer, what kinds of things are CFR kicking around? What other things are you working on as you look ahead? I mean, we still have a lot of things get finalized because what you're on the fiscal year, what is it, starting in July?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So we'll be looking at what's coming up in our new year.
Yeah, so we have our National Overdose Awareness Day sometime in August, and that usually takes place at the Banshell Park in Ames. Okay. Last year, we had a food truck and just different speakers, and we had different organizations where people could stop at their table and just see what the organization was about and get information. So something similar to this year, they're still in the planning process. Yeah.
August, good, because it kicks you off right into September, which is addiction recovery.
Yes, yeah. I think we do that for a particular reason.
Yeah. Get ready. Get the trend started moving forward to it. Just quickly let everybody know, because CFR does provide a lot of assistance in a lot of counties,
mm-hmm.
and has gotten to be pretty good sized. I remember when it was just, 7-8 counties?
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. It seemed like not that long ago. But you have an office in Boone. The primary headquarters is in Fort Dodge.
Yes. Yeah. So our big location is in Fort Dodge, where we offer detox. Someone can come stay and get rehab there. Mm-hmm. We also have halfway houses and recovery houses for men and women in Fort Dodge. And then if we do have clients in Boone or Ames that do need those extra services, we usually find a way to get them to Fort Dodge so they're able to get those services.
Pretty well have all your counselors and staff available in all locations.
Yes. So. Yeah, we do.
And all you do is go out and say, here's the service we have. If you're interested, here's who to get a hold of.
Yep, exactly.
She doesn't make you go.
No, just share the information.
Share the information. All right, so a big thing coming up that you want people to know about is going to be, again, the reading summer reading kickoff. That'll be the big one. You'll be out there with Summer Safe, maybe, and putting together some things, or do you know kind of what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, we're still kind of running through some ideas. Mm-hmm. We always like to have activity sheets or coloring sheets for the younger kids, and then just doing a physical activity with the kids, whether that's showing them how the impaired goggles work, okay. or just talking with them about how to be safe.
Mm-hmm. And preaching about vaping.
Yes,
so
yeah.
That's another one, too.
It is.
As we're going forward. If people are interested in finding out about assistance that's available, I know a great way to go would be to just cfrhelps.org,
mm-hmm.
which is the website, and it's got all kinds of things listed there and different contacts as well.
It does. It has all of our locations and all of the phone numbers and all of our staff listed on our website as well.
Okay. Look at how easy.
Yeah.
Just making it here. Once again, usually slows down in the summertime, but it's also a time when people can slide.
Yeah.
And if people are feeling that they might need some assistance, or if you know somebody that you think might need a little more assistance, talk to them about making contact with CFR. You don't have to go. You're not required. It's not mandated. Unless, of course, you got one of those driving things mm-hmm. that you have to go for. But otherwise, all voluntary. And you have structured fees to help pay and things like that, too. So.
Yeah, so we go by insurance if the client has insurance. And then if the client doesn't have insurance, we support on a sliding scale fee. So we meet them where they are and what they can afford.
Right. Jen McAvoy, our guest on our program today, thanks for taking time to come and visit with us. If they want to find out, cfrhelps.org. Or I don't know if they want to stop by the office here. Call first, maybe. And make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure we've got somebody in there. And again, if it might be somebody that might need services available that aren't available here, but might be in Ames.
Correct.
Or, again, like you said, in the halfway house or things like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's all out there, too. She's the outreach specialist for Community and Family Resources. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.